The city of Chicago has never felt more claustrophobic. After Evelyn's factionless army overthrew Janine Matthews, the faction system, the very foundation of society for generations, lies in ruins. Triss Pryor and her companions find themselves imprisoned, awaiting judgment for revealing the truth about their city's origins. The mysterious video featuring Edith Pryor has shattered their understanding like glass, suggesting that beyond Chicago's walls lies a society that desperately needs the Divergent to help heal a broken world. The revelation creates an immediate schism. Evelyn Johnson Eaton wastes no time instituting martial law, sealing the city with armed guards at every exit. Meanwhile, a rebel group calling themselves the Allegiant forms in secret, determined to restore the faction system and send an expedition beyond the fence as Edith instructed. When Tobias helps Triss escape imprisonment, they join forces with the Allegiant, Christina, Kara, Uriah, and even the unpredictable Peter, planning a daring escape to the world beyond. Their nighttime journey to the fence comes at a terrible cost when Triss witnesses Tori's death during a factionless ambush. The woman who once protected Triss's secret dies just hours before she would have discovered her brother George is actually alive beyond the fence, a cruel twist that underscores the personal costs of their revolution. Beyond Chicago lies a shocking revelation. Their city is an experimental community created by the Bureau of Genetic Welfare, a government agency attempting to correct genetic damage from historical manipulation. Their memories were altered, their history fabricated. David, the Bureau's leader, explains that scientists once tried eliminating undesirable traits through genetic modification, inadvertently creating people prone to behavioral problems that triggered societal collapse. Divergents are individuals whose genes naturally healed to pure status. The factions were designed to rehabilitate the genetically damaged while encouraging healing. For Triss, learning her divergence merely means she's genetically pure, GP, feels reductive. For Tobias, discovering he isn't truly divergent but has a genetic anomaly is devastating. Despite overcoming fear landscapes and resisting simulations, he's labeled genetically damaged, GD. The Bureau's facility represents a society that replaced faction divisions with genetic hierarchy. GPs receive preferential treatment, while GDs face discrimination, evident in the fringe, impoverished communities that expose the hypocrisy in the Bureau's supposedly benevolent mission. As Triss and Tobias navigate their new reality, they confront painful connections to their pasts. Triss discovers her mother, Natalie, came from outside the experiment, rescued from the fringe and placed in Chicago as a Bureau agent to prevent divergent deaths. Through Natalie's journal, Triss learns how her mother chose family over mission. This revelation helps Triss reconcile her abnegation and dauntless identities, seeing how her mother embodied both selflessness and courage. "I feel like I am gathering the broken pieces of myself and becoming whole again," Triss reflects. Meanwhile, Tobias watches surveillance footage of his parents' destructive paths. Marcus leading secret Allegiant meetings while hiding his rage, and Evelyn preparing to deploy death serum against enemies. Their impending civil war mirrors Tobias's internal struggle between creating a new identity and confronting his origins. Through these parallel journeys, we see how our histories shape but don't determine us. When Tobias studies his family tree, Triss realizes he is a man who desperately wants to be good, despite all the evidence that he isn't. Amidst political upheaval, love becomes both vulnerability and strength. Triss and Tobias's relationship faces its greatest test when he joins Nita's rebellion without consulting her, leaving Triss feeling betrayed. Their reconciliation comes through recognizing each other's brokenness. After days apart, Triss tells Tobias, "I know what it's like to hate yourself, and I know what it's like to want to punish yourself for it." This marks a shift from idealization to acceptance of imperfection. Other relationships offer contrasts. Christina and Uriah find comfort in friendship after loss. Kara works with Triss despite Will's death. Triss's relationship with Caleb explores familial love after betrayal. These relationships reveal love as an active choice, choosing someone despite their flaws, choosing forgiveness despite pain, choosing sacrifice despite fear. As Triss reflects, I realize that it's not about where you land, but how you choose to fall. The Bureau's memory serum, capable of erasing a person's history while preserving basic skills, raises profound questions about personhood. As Tobias notes, take a person's memories and you change who they are. This technology creates moral dilemmas throughout the novel. David justifies resetting Chicago to prevent civil war, Tobias contemplates using it on his parents, and Peter begs for the serum to escape his violent nature. Each scenario challenges us. If memories constitute identity, is erasing them violence or mercy? Is it ethical to remake someone without consent? The novel suggests identity transcends mere recollection. When Triss confronts Death Serum, she draws strength from deeper parental values rather than specific memories. When Tobias considers erasing his memories after Triss's death, Christina argues this would dishonor her significance in his life. Allegiant culminates in an exploration of sacrifice that challenges conventional heroic narratives. Throughout the trilogy, Triss has demonstrated willingness to risk her life, but the final chapters reveal the crucial distinction between true sacrifice and self-destruction driven by guilt. When Caleb volunteers for the suicide mission, Triss recognizes his motivation stems from guilt. I guess I feel like it's the only way I can escape the guilt for all the things I've done. Understanding this, she takes his place. Triss's decision represents true sacrifice, giving up something precious for something she values more. Though immune to the death serum, David's bullets ensure her sacrifice is complete. In her final moments, her mother's response to, "Am I done yet?" provides the absolution she's sought since her parents' deaths. The aftermath presents different challenges. Tobias must forego escaping pain through memory serum to honor Triss by remembering her, while Christina sacrifices her anger toward Tobias, offering friendship when he needs it most. What began as a story about divergence evolves into questioning systems that reduce human worth to single characteristics. Characters struggle to redefine themselves after losing identities that once anchored them: faction labels, genetic categories, relationships. Triss's journey illustrates this identity crisis. After learning her divergence merely indicates genetic healing, she initially feels reduced to a biological category. Yet she recognizes her identity transcends both faction and genetic markers. Before her final mission, she realizes, "I belong to the people I love, and they belong to me. They, and the love and loyalty I give them, form my identity far more than any word or group ever could." This represents the trilogy's philosophical culmination. True identity emerges from our connections and choices, not external categories. As Tobias reflects while scattering Triss's ashes, "There are so many ways to be brave in this world. Sometimes it is nothing more than gritting your teeth through pain and the work of every day, the slow walk toward a better life."